Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Are you in Luke chapter 19? Luke chapter 19, verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the chief among the publicans. Who is a publican in those days? Tax collector? Really? David. Who was a publican? I don't know. A wealthy? Heard that statement. Publican sounds like a drunkard to me. I don't know. Let me see. Look at what my version says. Easy English version. It says an important man. So maybe you are not wrong. Publican, in my own version, says an important man. A public person. A public. Maybe publican sounds like someone who takes too much. Well, maybe it's just in my head, but elder, it may not be elder if you are. But in Nigeria, if you are making lots of money, you are an Egbon. Everybody call you Egbon. Egbon, Egbon, Egbon. Because you are making money. Now, in this scripture, the Bible says that Zacchaeus was the chief among the publicans, and he was very rich. Verse 3. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, but he could not for the press. There are people who feel that simply because they have some earthly stamina or standard, that they have the right to call the shot, you know, see anybody they want to see. But you'll see that in this guy's case, it wasn't so easy for him. The Bible said that he could not for the press. Let me stop here and push this and tell you straight up that, look up. Even though God is everywhere, even though God wants you to access Him, but if you are not willing to press for it, hear me. If you are not willing to press for it, God can't do anything with you if you are not hungry for anything. Even when you come, you just give him money, go. Transport fare. But the Bible says even Zacchaeus, he could not. They'll say there were a lot of people thronging him. Just like that woman who had the issue of blood. She had to fight her way through. Not because God wasn't there. But there's this level of apathy or this, you know, sometimes you are just laid back, you know. I've had it in mind for like 2 months now. I had a child with my wife. I wanted to renew my passport. But you know, even right now, I'm still feeling very laid back. I just feel the passport to just appear in my room. I'm not really ready for it. I don't know, maybe it's the money. I don't know what the problem is. I'm just not there mentally. But one thing that is not making sense to me now is spending money. I'm not interested in spending money now. So I don't know what the real problem is, but I'm laid back. There's this laid back thing where you feel that, like somebody said, if God wants me to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues, it's Almighty God, He will do it if He wills. Brother, you are not going to speak in tongues till you die. Then, but Billy Graham did not speak in tongues. Go and ask him now. He will tell you that he was wrong on that. There's a sense in which you must have a heart that is pressing towards God. And you see, the thing with pressing towards God is that you cannot press into an image you've not captured. You needed to have seen something in your heart that you desired, that would necessitate that press, that push. The Bible said that Zacchaeus could not because of the press. And he realized that one of his challenges was that he was of a little stature. Are you still here? He was of a little, that means he wasn't a really tall person. So if 20 people were standing here, Zacchaeus will not even be seeing Jesus. He'll be seeing the 20 people around him. And that, of course, again speaks about the limitations many times we see in our pursuit of God, trying to reach out to God. Sometimes we see so many of our weaknesses, some of the things that seemingly, you know, pull us back. You look at your errors, look at your mistakes. Last Sunday, I had to leave the house. Went, Pastor KJ Ajayi invited me to his church. Papa Devon was around. So up to 11 p.m., we were still talking after the meeting. Because last time we saw was at Ebu's area. So I'm not really like, so you know, he just like, it's been a while. So we just spoke, you know, and then he began to prophesy to me. But you know something I realized about prophecy? This one about prophecy I realized. A lot of times, prophecy responds to heart cries. A lot of times. If you go to a church where they preach against prophecy, I'm not talking about these charlatans who call themselves prophets. Are you hearing me? I'm not talking about charlatans. Because one of the signs that you are even a prophet is that you will not even be keen on the title. In my church where I grew up, where me and David grew up, they have a special area for prophets where they sit. It's a place of honor. Even their regalia is different. They have one kind of loin like that. It's different. When you see them, you know these are this one are not small fry. They have earned their rank. The day I saw a young girl in our church professor, I was so angry and jealous. Like, what? The spirit just came on her. Like, what? I now went into that place where we call that place Mercy Land or Mercy Seat or something. So she was there alone, just prophesying and speaking in strange tongues. I stood on the other side. I was just watching her alone. Like, whatever spirit is speaking to this girl, stay around. Let me hang around. Maybe you just pity me and see my heart. But nothing happened. No. I was so angry. Who's this girl anyway? She's just a girl. Yeah, the one God wants to use. My wife has always believed I'm a male chauvinist or something. It's been a long time I've been like that. I just didn't know. I was so angry. Like, this girl, what that teacher? I can't even remember her name or something. Our parents were also prophets in the land. Anyway, I thank God. God had mercy on me eventually. Prophesied for the first time in JSS1. It was a long time coming. Considering the fact that that other girl had it around 6-7 years. I didn't even know it was good or bad. I just wanted it. Like, this girl must be having an experience right now. I want that experience. I'm just saying that you can be in the midst of so much. You will not experience anything if you don't have a mental picture of your press. Something you are pushing towards. You know, I asked myself yesterday that, what's the prayer I think God answered the most in my life? It just occurred to me that that's easy. Since I became a Christian, I've always wanted to be a man that carried God's presence. That's my greatest wish. Not even really to prophesy. I've always wanted to be just someone that carried God's presence. That you can cheat me, oh, you can chance me on so many things. But you say, that guy's leave him. That one. He has it. So I realized that that prayer is still being answered. But I realized that because it was my press, it created a focus for God to be able to do something definite that I can track. I don't know if you're hearing me. Because I had that thing majorly in my life, that I was desiring God, that I wanted God to clothe me with himself. Well, some people say it, but I realize that really, that has really been the major defining factor for me as a believer. This is not even where I'm going. I'm going way down to verse 13 and 14. But I'm just stopping by here to let you see that don't let any reason, your stature. People who seem to have attained certain stature in the spirit, don't let them crowd you. There's space for everybody with God. Say amen. I say there's space for everybody with God. And there's no latecomer. Every time I remember Frances Hunter, you know, who knows Frances Hunter? Frances Hunter, who got born again at 50, age 50. Through an accident, lost one eye, condemned in the hospital, gave her life to Christ in that sick bed. God healed her. God gave her a healing ministry. Dear, God baptized in the Holy Ghost. The first person I will ever read of that will pray for somebody and amputated hand will grow out. Eric, have you heard that before? Pray for someone that doesn't have hand, and as he's praying, under 5, his hand will be growing out. But it happened in our 50s. No, there's no latecomer. Some of the people here look like, if I started early, start now. Start now. Start now. Let me tell your neighbor, start now. Eh? Stop disturbing yourself with what has passed. That one has passed. Let's talk about today. So in those days in our church, we'll be singing one song. Yesterday is gone. Today I believe. Oh, you guys don't know those old times. Holy Ghost power. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone. Today I believe. Holy Ghost fire. When we sing those songs in those days, sometimes during deliverance sessions, we didn't have all these useless songs they sing right now. We had real Holy Ghost songs. And in those days, when we sing those songs with our hands, bah, 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 nobody touching nobody. Power just, if you are possessed, just move now. Because some of them will be running at the door. The power God will hook them, throw them back into the church. You're running nowhere, man. There are some songs when we sing in those days. Arise, oh God, let your... When you start, my brother, if you are possessed, move quickly. Move, because you may not reach that door. Those are the days it wasn't hard to convince people. He said he was pressing my head, he was pushing me. Don't worry. That's the door. From the door, pow, throw you back in. Everybody just fall down and nothing happened to them. Then when you fall down there and nothing, you know what happened to you. You know what hit you. Whether you hit a chair or the chair hit you, you know something must have happened to you. See, I mean, I know they fall. Just stand like this. You know. It's not really about those falling things. I don't want to call them the good old days, but then our faith was pure. We had little distractions. All these phone gadgets that is supposed to help our faith is not even the one causing us problems. So as you enter into the year, sometimes you need to put off your phone for 2 days. Get a personal line that people who need to reach you can reach you. But when you don't want all these calls, I just want to greet you. What's the meaning of that? It's okay, but not every time. The phone is there for a purpose. You must have something to say to use it. Don't just call people and be witch-hunting them. Half I walk, you know they call person. Are you crazy? Just cut off that phone right now. Have you seen those people? They didn't call you didn't call them. They will not call you and ask you. You know they call person. Iro. Because you now called with your one free 100 seconds that it is that I gave you now. Nobody will hear what they give. Go to verse 12. I'm saying something. I'm not saying you shouldn't call people to greet them. I'm just saying simplify your life. That's all I'm saying. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom. And to what? And to what? Verse 13. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said to them, what? Occupy till I come. Now, let me read the Easy English version for you. Now, listen to this one. You'll love it. Hello, you'll love this one. For those of you who are sick now, you love this one. Before he left, he asked 10 of his servants to come to him. He gave each of them 10 pounds of silver, and he said, use this money to get me more money while I'm away. How about that version? Use this money to get me what? More money. Now, that's a layman's way of interpreting what he gave to them. But you know, this is a parable. Huh? This is a parable. Sometimes I'm tempted to think the parables of Jesus are maybe something that really happened. Sometimes. Because they are so graphic that you are tempted not to think it's a parable. Like the issue with Lazarus and the, you know, him being in hell and the rich man. If what you heard in that story was that if you are rich, you can't go to heaven, then I'm going to shock you that one of the people that will sit beside Jesus is Joseph of Arimathea. He didn't win soap like that. But he was there when it mattered. Hello? There's a way you can be there when it mattered. So forget it. All this revelation you are sharing. Joseph, I will just sit down and be laughing at you people. He see it is there. The angels are cleaning it every morning. Waiting for him to die. When he gets to the line, Oga, don't line up. Ah, come in. Don't worry, come in. Oga, he's a Nigerian, let him come in. Nigerians go through the back door. Let him come in. He knows Oga. Is you that will go and line up? What's your name? They are still asking for a name in heaven. Is that no guarantee that maybe your name is not even there? Because you are not even a soul winner. Angels know soul winners. You are not a soul winner. You can't even remember the last time you told someone about Jesus Christ. In your mind, you are busy for Christ. Because you come to church every Sunday. Say, we are busy. We are youth for Christ. even the angels, they've laughed and you don't know what to say again. The reason I say is busy. So what about those who are winning souls? Jesus said, use this money, get me more money. He was specific. For you to understand what he was saying when he said occupy till I come, you need to go back to Genesis 1 and study the dominion mandate. Let me tell you, when Jesus said occupy till I come, what he was saying was look for an area of industry that you can take charge. He didn't say go and buy and sell. Take charge. That's what occupy means. Grow that business till you become this major person there. That's what he said. Hear me, you are not even hearing what I want to say yet. He said, grow that business till you become the major person there. In other words, it is an insult upon the integrity of God to be thinking of starting a business and remaining small. It is the same lie they sold to us, that if you see a church that is big, they are compromising. That they are watching the gospel. They are not teaching the word. If you teach the meat of the word... I'm just going, even if it's 10 people, I'm taking them to heaven. Oga, you will not even get up to 10. Because you see, like Ego said to me last week, people rise to the standard you set for them. Whether it's in business, go out, your target is 500 billion. Get it or you're sacked. When you look at your fine wife and look at your children, who are going to Corona? You know the way you sleep? You sleep every night like, these are the customers I need to call first thing tomorrow morning. Somebody is calling you, he wants to greet you again. We are looking for 5 billion. He wants to greet me again. Is it not when I have the money I can answer that your greeting with alert? Call Otedola. Beg his PA for an appointment. Dangote Cement, we can finance their next import. Listen, if I get there and they say they are not doing, I will prostrate. You have determined the things you are going to do. Target. Even man knows that one. We come to church and lie to ourselves. Say the Holy Spirit will do. Holy Spirit say, if I hear my name again, if I hear my name, you irresponsible brat. If I hear my name again. I could have said it before that we should allow you go to where it's God that say you can be useful. See your life. See, let me tell you. God was very clear in Genesis chapter 1 about what he wanted. And for you to understand the perspective to Genesis 1, you needed to understand as at the time God was saying to man, take dominion, things were already bad. There was a Satan on the earth. As at that time, when God said, let them have dominion. It was not after then. It was before then. Lucifer was an active player. He was scoring goals before Adam came on board. So Adam came ready into warfare. It's not saying, I don't know where my problem is coming from. Whether it's my father's family. Whether it's my Oga. Adam. As the, God needed to empower him. God did not wait for Adam to go through crash course. He gave him the power, abusing it. Because the, what that he introduced, you notice that everything God said to Adam, God didn't introduce Satan. Have dominion over the sea, have dominion over this, have dominion over that. God never talked about Satan. The first time Adam saw Satan, it was when he was doing his work. So you can imagine the like, ah. Can you now see the grave error in what Eve did? She had valuable information. Could not tell the serpent, come back, my husband is not at home. Or he's sleeping. She took a unilateral decision. Every time you take a unilateral decision, that is similarly what happens. So, never kill a transaction on your desk. Never kill a major decision. Take a decision, conclude, do everything on your own without seeking for counsel, godly counsel. The Bible talks in, I think, Proverbs 24. He said, through what? Through wisdom, a house is established. And don't seek for counsel from people who are envying you. Who that when you tell them something is happening to you, they will not talk for 5 seconds. In their mind, like, hey, another miracle has happened for this. Every time you say to God, why me? Because something good happened to your neighbor. Know that you are not perfect in love. Just know. Don't use revelation to cover it. Just know. That's your test. Every time you cannot genuinely rejoice with somebody, simply because the person got something and you did not have it, or you had it and you lost it, just know there's still a primary problem with your Christian life. And I'm using the terms as they use it for us there, Christian life. Now, if you don't understand the mandate of dominion that was given in the beginning, that as at the time, God was saying, let them. It means somebody else was occupying those spaces. Hello? Are you still here? Are you still here? Now, what did Jesus said? It is the violent that what? I want you to hear me clearly. So that, let's forget Greek and Hebrew. Let's look at it in English. Because this Greek thing sometimes is good, but it can confuse. Because if you tell me the Greek word is sozo, it's what you said. There's nowhere to confirm. And there's no Greek scholar amongst us. The Bible may be in English and it's not perfect, but I can still see some things. I'm not saying Greek is not good. I'm saying some things is English is okay. In fact, living Good News Bible is even okay. Not even English again. Good News Bible. Yoruba Bible. Very okay. Go and read it. Go and read outside Bible. And you know how bad it is to have volume of information that you cannot do anything about. While we were in the north, my dad was the chairman of Bible Society of Nigeria. So we had a lot of Hausa Bibles in the house. I can read it. I could read the Hausa Bible, but I didn't really have the understanding. So I could be reading chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4. But that's a whole lot of information. But I don't even know what I'm reading. I even read Hausa better than Yoruba. Even now. I learned to write 1 to 100 in Hausa. I don't even know 1 to 10 now in Yoruba. Now. At least I know something. After many years now, Shida, Boko, Tokos, or something, Tara, Goma, Goma Shada, Goma Shabu, Goma Shahuku, whatever. I just know it's somewhere inside at the back of, you know, you repeat it over and over again. You know, if you don't, they flog your head, the thing just goes in. It's not this education of convenience you guys are doing and lying to yourself. Because what I do with all this air, you come in skinned. When they do, people are like, can't forget no more, brother. Pastor Desmond was telling me about one boy in their area that they were teaching. The guy wasn't getting the mass. They taught me he wasn't getting. Then they said, okay, let's go for a break. Then they started playing a song in the area. The boy started singing verse by verse, verse by verse. You are finished. Your life has finished. Your life is finally spoiled. But then I said, see the boy they are begging. He can't remember anything. Can't remember. Someone they just told him that he can't remember. Say, okay, let's take it. Let's take some time. Fresh air, fresh air. You know, somebody's playing this thing. He recited the song, verse by verse. He said, this boy is a dollar. This boy needs caning. What are you doing? Go and skin off the damn head and flog him. Do it before he gets to London, because you may do once you get there, he'll call the police on you. Don't let your children make friends with people who form one level. I don't know who I was talking to recently. Okay, I was talking to somebody. And I said, when I talk to you, call me sir. I said, do you know that even as I am, there are people I call sir? Do you know there are people that even as I am, if I talk to, I will go on my knees to talk to them. Because I honor what they are carrying. I will even stand beside them and be talking. I will go on my knees and it's the grace of God I'm seeing in them. It will not let me stand on my two feet and talk to them. Leave that one. People who go far, go and check them well, though. They are not noisemakers. So before when Jesus was saying, occupy till I come, what he was saying is that just as it is possible for you to gain a crown, it's possible to lose it. That's what he was saying. It's possible for you to... I receive it. You see, God just has a nice way of saying something. He's very positive when he's talking. What you didn't hear is what? Warfare. If there was no confrontation, there would be no need for power. Abi? So it's not enough for you to say, we have the power. Oga, I hear what they are telling you. You are not hearing again. They are talking now. You are 490. Here. What they are telling is that Ogun, Batu. This anointing is for warfare. So when God was saying to Adam, let them have dominion, it's because as at that time, somebody had moved to the earth and had taken charge of all those places God required dominion to be. So as at that time, as at press time, God had lost natural contact with those points, and he needed man. And the first place of taking ownership is to rename whatever you find there. You didn't get that one. I said, when you want to take ownership of something, the first thing you do in spiritual warfare is to name that thing. Not speak English. What I'm teaching you now is strategy. I said, no matter what they call that thing, the doctor may say it's incurable. The first thing you do when you get to a place of prayer is to rename it and say this thing has a solution. As at the time you say it, you will not see any thunder in the sky. You will not see any shaking. Say, bruh, 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 bruh. But the first thing you do in spiritual warfare, and hear me clearly in the spirit, is to rename that thing. God said to him, everything that is created, they are within either land, air, or water. Go and name them. Are you hearing me? The same principle applies to your life. If the devil tells you that you are not going to get a job this year, go back and rename that problem first of all. You can be in church and people will be getting blessed. Most people will not tell you what they are doing. Eh? When you ask them, ah, brother, how are you doing it in business? Say, it's God. I give God the glory. Yes, it's God, but how? That's why when we're in deeper life, they will tell you, tell us how the testimony happened. You will tell us your salvation story. Even if you shared your testimony, you will still share your testimony because they believe that people can be saved just by hearing testimonies. My name is Brother Isaiah Mensah. I thank God for the salvation of my soul. It's a sinner on the road to hell. I found mercy by the blood of Jesus. I thank God for my life, my family. I thank God for His grace upon my life. You can see the evidence of someone. Oh, I don't work out for this church matter. I don't work out. Sincerely, there was no church I ever went to that I didn't talk like them. Now it's hard for you to believe I've attended deeper life before. No matter the message, Pastor Kumi has just 3 points. Go and check. 3 points. Oh, and we sing very powerful hymns. Oh, brother. One day I'll surprise people in this church. You want to be singing spirit. I'll just bring him. I'll share for all of you. We'll sing it. You'll be waiting for worship to start. We'll share grace. This pastor. That was the best way to catch people. Child, maybe you've already promised somebody. Ah, if you cut our short, worship. You just come. I have an anchor that keeps my soul. Steadfast and sure while the billows roll. That's why in Kenny's wedding, what I enjoyed the most, all that thing they were enjoying there, I was not there, is the hymn. I still have that. I still have Kenny's wedding. It's because of the hymn I kept it. Not because I want to see his face. There's one hymn we sang in your wedding. In my mind, I will still sing it in this church. That's why I kept that thing. Because when I'm in the office, I still open it. I will cling to the old. I think you sang that song. Old rugged cross. You know, the thing just makes a lot of sense. In those days, we'll sing it, we'll cry. During service. I will cling to the old rugged cross. And I'll stay. And it's just there. Even if somebody is not saved and he comes to your church, he just the same him ever see somebody just cry. I see Jesus will come now. I want to go. Oh, I want to exchange this thing. Oh, I want to stand with Paul. I want to stand with Peter. You born, is it this earth? I want to say everybody's going. Oh boy. You will now be looking at your life like, is this Christian life? You know, we look at what God is doing in somebody's life and we began to desire it. Right now, you can be in church. You won't even say anything. We won't say anything among ourselves to desire from God for. Do you know what I'm talking about? See, let me tell you. Me, I desire good things from people. I don't tell them. When we're going to start, I asked the Lord, I said, give me the ability to sing. I'm not a singer, but I want to be able to sing. And when I sing, I want your presence to come. Simple. That's all. And I've said this thing many times. And I told God, don't give me like Ragamuffin. Give me like my friend, Chintok. I said it. It's not because Chintok is the peak of worship, but I like his style. Chintok will make you wish you were Hausa. Because sometimes when he sings those Hausa songs, you know, sometimes I'm just looking at him. I have some of his videos on my tab here. I just na 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 na. You don't worry, you know. Asana, asana, asana. Do you know that song? If I play it for you now, you remember. I will sing it in Zaria. You know, they are just, you just see the beauty of language. You now know why the devil is interested in wiping out entire languages. You don't know what she say outside three tribes in Nigeria, outside Boriba. So what about the Doma? Have you heard an Doma worship God before? Have you heard a thief man? Have you heard a Niger Delta man worship God before? Niger Delta man, all this song you are singing like angel, you are not ready. When you are ready, you begin to shake your body. Yeah, hey! When you hear like all those Samuel Kwosuti, for them that's worship. When you shake your body, shake your all this are thinking like a lily in the valley. Or, when you are ready, you sing. Let's dance. Let's move. So you need to go to some of all these cultures and appreciate the greatness of our God, the perspectives people have about God. You now realize that nobody has a monopoly of God. So when God said to these people, occupy till I come, he was talking about the same thing he said in Genesis chapter 1. That for us to be able to preserve a generation in our time, you must have ownership of a space. If not, the landlord will come and give you quick notice too. Are you hearing me? You went to bring somebody into your house. When your tenancy agreement said, don't bring anybody, don't sublet, don't do anything. You now want to help in the name of God. The landlord will take call you. I've been seeing a lot of strange faces in this house. What I was going to say is my church member. I say, why? The agreement says no visitor, no nothing. You will have to tell them to go. No dog, no cat, no lizard. Why are all these strangers I'm seeing? So for you to be able to minister effectively, you must take ownership of a space so that when you are operating there, nobody can challenge you. And here you are thinking small, waiting for heaven. Thinking small, thinking you are being righteous, you are being holy, you are managing God. You don't know it's God that is just managing you with that small mind. It is not easy. When if there are some things we do, even God he doesn't know what to say again. Because if you are former governor, Fashola's son, you will not think small as a Christian. Not because of God, but because of who your father is. Not because of God's self. So, but we think, it's a righteousness. I want to make heaven. Who told you heaven is for you? You think heaven is for people with small mind? So when we say, I want to go to Kaura Namoda, I want to build a hospital, use it as an entry point for the gospel, and people are talking in hundreds of millions of naira. Your mind has shut down because it can't stand that kind of talk. Because you are thinking 100 million now, let me use it for myself. You see, you are still thinking about yourself. If you just give me 1 million for myself, because of the way your mind is, you don't have a dominion mindset. In your mind first, let me take care of myself. You see, this myself gospel. It's what we are preaching till we stop preaching the Bible and we are still reading inside the Bible. 2019, God will never go beyond your mindset. Take it or take it. God will not go beyond your mindset. And until you have a dominion mindset where you are willing to go all the way for the Lord, even your own space is not secured. Your own space in that year is not secured. Go out of your way this year. Go out of your way this year. Bishop Erekpo said, I gave till I gave myself out of poverty. I gave. When I hear people, I'm hearing the thing they are not saying, that they are coding. That's what me I'm hearing. I was listening to Pastor Delvan on Sunday. Many people don't know that for about 3 years he was separated from his wife. Those who are close to him know. People looked at him and they said, he has backslidden. Most people did not even know because of the way he was living his life. It was when they came back together. He can say it because he has been there. When my pastor, Pastor Ayo's marriage collapsed, they were already considering divorce. This is my own Pastor Ayo. There was only one person that could minister to them. Who? Chris Devon. If you like, be looking for perfect people as your pastor. People that have not made mistake. Then go and vote or elect a pastor that is close to God, that cannot make mistake. It's your problem. Because by the time there's problem, that your pastor can't help you. We'll just be quoting from the Bible. The word of God is very clear. I hate divorce. Also, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, it says, lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Then he looks at you in a funny way. Like, carry your Bible and go, I beg. I've shown you what the word of God is saying. Go. I want to lock my door. When my own, you saw Pastor when he came last night. That prophet, his family scattered. Pastor was praying for barren people. They were having children. Pastor was going to dedicate their children. He didn't have a child of his own. That one uncle. That the things you are praying for people about, you don't have. And I've never seen a more humble man. It was Pastor Devon that sat like this. I said, two of them should sit down. This one faces this direction. This one faces this direction. Oh yeah, talk. Pastor Devon was counseling my pastor. Then I asked them a question. When last did both of you have sex? I can't remember. When I entered that room. If you know Pastor Devon, he will just tell you straight. He doesn't. It's you that know what you are learning from. Sex is sex. Enter that room. After that, come back, we'll continue our meeting. Now, if you want to break your marriage, don't go to Pastor Ayo. Because he will teach you message on long suffering. You almost gave up. The day my wife went and my friend, Pastor Desmond's wife, went to report us to Pastor Ayo, they met Pastor Ayo's wife there. She was just laughing at two of them. That the person you came to support your husband to is worse than your husband. I said, Shoto, you never finish. Then even Pastor Ayo's wife acknowledged that I'm better than Pastor Ayo. Because Pastor, you cannot come to me and say, hello, honey, welcome back. I want to kiss him. I'm an equity man. I don't have time for all this. Pastor, I say, I don't like it. It's just me. I'm not that kind of person. What would you, I should not change. At what age? It doesn't even have all the, it now occurred to me that, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm not really like that, but I'm not as bad as he is anyway. So he might not go and point me to Pastor. When he comes, you want to hug him at the entrance, he'll be doing one kind. Right? See, the person you are talking about, I can't remember the last time I kissed him. This one. Say he's here. She was here in front of me. I say, my brother just want to say, no case in court. So, again, there are some things I don't learn from him anyway. But I'm just saying that if you want to break up your marriage, don't go to him. He will preach to you till you want the marriage again. But he also needed help at some point. When God gave us that dominion mandate, occupy till I come, that verdict is still standing. That statement has not expired. That statement, occupy till I come, has not expired. That God doesn't want you to go and do anything for him and do it shabbily. Who is going to come? Shabby people like you. Don't do anything to the degree of your own wealth. Do it with the wealth of the person you are representing. Don't be explaining for God. God has asked you to explain for him. And you know our God, you know, Oga. Follow the plan. Follow the plan. Simple. Follow the plan. If you can't do anything now, let it be because the resources are not there, not because you cannot do it. Don't have a small mind. You say, occupy till I come. How do you know the major industry players anywhere? They are throwing money around. You just see one GT fashion fair. For God's sake, what is the correlation between fashion fair and banking business? They are telling you that we have time for this one. You'll be chasing customers. we have left down. Our customers are here with us. Cryptic messages. They are doing this fashion show. We are bringing some space from South Africa. You will say, what is this? Is this banking? Is this banking? Banking is savings and current account. What's all this? What's all this rubbish? Rubbish. When everybody posted their profit at the end, it's still the same GT. Is there any business summit that goes on in Nigeria? Dangote won't be there. Serious business summit. That Dangote won't be there. No, I'm asking now. Or, who else? Huh? Elumelu. Elumelu is fast rising to take over from Dangote. In fact, in certain quarters, they know Elumelu more than Dangote. These guys are not even Christians. I'm saying, but when you are shabbing your mindset, it's the same thing you bring to God's work. It's the same thing you bring to your prayer life. It's the same thing you bring to the study of God's word. It's the same way you come towards your relationship with God. God will take anything. He said occupy. You think to occupy is just to stand? You stand with power. The people that are opposing you already know they can't dethrone you from there. The way you are standing, it's a posture of takeover. It's a posture of like, my legs are deep. You can't take me, you can't remove me. We can do fashion fair. We've secured our place here. I don't know if you are hearing me. He said, occupy till I come. That statement has not expired. If you are thinking the purpose of your career, getting a job in a bank and doing stuff, is how you can earn a salary. It is part of the thing you must first remove from your head. Because there's something that salary mindset does to you. You are living in bondage. We are all living in bondage. Let's face it. So if your MD is doing something that is wrong, who is going to talk? For you to be an Elijah that will sit on the top of the mountain and the king will say, go and bring him down. And the stupid captain, you know that one just collected promotion with 50 men. Aruna, go and bring him down. Because if this is too big, I won't even talk to you. Amy, what kind of work does a man have with God that is so deep, so profound, that enemies are around him and he doesn't shake? He just said, oh, I don't know if I'm a man of God, but let's check. By adventure, I'm not sure. But God, I'm suspecting you are the one that called me. Let's check. They are coming, though. If you are the one that called me, if you, God, see me as a man of God, you, let fire just fall. Now, just testing whether the charger is working. 51 people dead. Ah! My brother, you say that one is Old Testament. And they are that bold. They have more Holy Ghost. And another man came. Saw bodies. He didn't advise himself. You know, people who have position are always stupid. They came. Saw that this one is more than 50 people. He's counting 51. Suku, go and bring him down. Suku did not think of his wife and his twins that they just gave birth to. And you know the way soldiers and all these people, the way they behave on the express. That's where they behave and died again. 51 people. Because for them, there are two people I know that don't take instructions from anybody. Pastors and military men. Uniform men and pastors. They are hard to correct. You don't know. Don't look at my life. You will know it's true. Well, I don't report to anybody. The person who report to is not here. It's far away. So you have to know how to get there. The guy report to me. It takes a whole lot when your pastor listens to you. To take your advice, safe, and tell you think about it. Because by wiring, when you join the military, there's one some injections they give you. You don't know, I'm telling you. Many of you don't know, I've even gone for those trainings to enroll into the Navy before, as a young boy. I've wanted to do so many things in my life. Like five years, do Navy, do this one, just do so many things. Like, I'm very adventurous, just do so many things. Even now, I still want to release album. I'll just beg the studio guy, adjust my voice well so that
till you know.
Then they call me for live, I said, no, I don't do live performance. I just mind. So it's my style. And give myself a name, Spirit Fire or something. Just look for one name that is very fine. Occupy till I come. The first thing that you must realize is that Jesus related the assignment to money. Hello? Jesus related the assignment to what? To money. What is money? Something that is a medium of exchange and has value. If God told you, I'm giving a global assignment, it will sound spiritual. Let me use money. Money has meaning to you. So let me use what makes meaning to you. This is $100. What are you going to do with it? Somewhere in your mind, home theater, flat screen. I'm not saying that's what you will buy. I'm just telling you that sometimes when you look at your list every month, it can be a reflection of how backsliding you've become. It's all of us. This is genuine. Everybody is humble. Because we are still spending money. In December. So you even see the songs we sing. Very focused. Heaven-driven. Because now, what I like to know, if you have children, you will know it. If you have children, you will know it. You cannot forget you have children this month. See, your mom stays in Ogun State. Sometimes your sister comes all the way from there. How much does it cost her to come here to and fro on Sunday? Come in. Come to and fro. Now, Mr. Ken comes from around your boss somewhere. Probably like 2,000 to come. Now imagine that somebody is coming 2,000 here to attend church here. What is Nishola? Nishola comes from Mowi, Ogun State, to attend church. See how many churches she passed, including MFM and Redeemed Headquarter, to come here. Only for me to now be telling you what will feed your flesh. You don't understand? There are some of us who 700 are from our office to the house every day. And we are going and coming. It's because we have attached some value to where we are going. Abi, if not, we won't go now. Let me call them. Let me do my work from the telephone. Hello, customer. How are you? What can we do for you today? You'll be burning credit. But your office demands you to be there. I said, if you don't see any value in what God has put upon you, you are useless to him. You are useless to yourself. Even the devil will not take you if God dash you. Because even the devil wants people to understand value. He said, occupy till I come. That means that for us to be able to gain people, if for instance you are in the fashion, because so many of us are lying now and deceiving ourselves, God has called me to the fashion industry. God has anointed me to clothe people, to clothe Christians, to do this. But when we see the old design, it's still the same thing we are still complaining about. I carried a deeper life woman last week as I was coming from Bagara Junction. Say, I don't know who I was dropping on the main road. And the deeper life woman just ran in. But because she's deeper life, amen. No problem, mother. Just come in. Say, Ejo, egbe mi de wa jumbe. She wasn't even asking for my permission. She was going to church. Then I remember the scripture. Whosoever shall give unto one of these, even something as little as a cup of water, I said, this is opportunity for scripture. Mommy, Ewole, Ibolefe, church, Nabi. Let me, I dropped her in front of deeper life. God bless you. I just greeted her. She left. my brother. I will not be surprised when I get to God and say, you carried me. I say, I remember. I'm not one of those people that will say, when did we give you cup? I say, me, I remember. Because when I gave her that cup of water, it was the last cup of water in my house. So I remember. I'm not from humility. Yem crown. Give my crown. No problem. Give my crown. I take it. It's my own. Share my name. There is my own. It's from humility, heaven. It's my crown. Go and check all the major ministries in Nigeria today who are doing so much for God, whether it's in corporate social responsibility. Do you know how much goodwill Deeper Life has earned in Bagada Ilo? My street is during election time, they come and cover it. And after election, the road is spoiled already. This is the first time since I've been living in that area before I moved out, that I think like 6 months now, or close to a year. You can still drive smoothly on that road. That road was done by a church. You don't know that as if the church loses touch with the feelings of infirmity of people around them, they've lost the convert. A church cannot afford to be poor. Do you know how much it costs Deeper Life to stay in Bagada? They did all the roads, did drainages, did stuff that even Lagos State government could not do. Today you see people just strolling into the church to give their life to Christ. There is no amount too much for one soul. All the time they were doing all those roads, and someone is fighting, where's the lay approval from government? Where's the lay? They are just shouting. Lagos State, Deeper Life was paving those roads. Because for them, this is the road that those souls will follow to enter the kingdom. So for you in the world, you thought they are doing the road to your house. For them, they were doing the road into the kingdom. To occupy means you must have influence. To occupy means you must have resources. And Jesus didn't leave any of them without any. He gave them money. With clear instructions. The instructions will bet the influence. The money will back it up. He didn't give them money to eat, though. He gave them money for the assignment. Did they die before he came back? Because the work will take care of you. Do you see why Jesus was so angry at that guy who didn't do anything? It was not that the guy didn't do anything. It was that his decision cost the Lord territories. Are you hearing me? The decision of that man to be analyzing his master. Because some people, that's their area of ministry. To be analyzing other people. Like Adelaja, what was that his name? Unfortunately, the Bible is a book everybody can read. It's not given, if all the priests in the world are in Catholic Church and they are the only one that can read the Bible, and we have the likes of Adelaja, then we are all dead. What kills a man doesn't happen one day. The seed would have been in him. It would have been growing. Nobody will notice. They'll be calling it revolution, calling it reformation, calling it church growth, calling it so many things. When the thing comes out, it will be like broad day madness. Nobody will be able to cure it again. Because who the gods must kill? They will first make him what? They make him mad. Now, if his madness, now that it has started, who can cure it? Because this is an African madness. You can't take it to the U.S., Open your Bible and read this book. I didn't say be reading it one chapter a day. Anyone you read, let it make sense to you. If Jesus said, occupy till I come, that means the place of your perfection will be in that job as you are going there, knowing that every decision, every day is deliberate. You cannot be a soul winner if you are not deliberate. You cannot expand the frontiers of your kingdom if you are not emotionally, psychologically, spiritually engaged. You can't just be spiritually engaged and not mentally. No. You will see when we started, we were just 3. Now we are 10. How can we maximize the use of these 10 to get 20 souls? How can somebody in 21st century still be thinking that if I win a soul, that's the end? Until they are churched. Yeah. They are not won. Yeah. That's God's standard. Until they are churched, because the church is the last hope for them. You may even win them to Christ and you may not be in that church tomorrow, but you bring them. Let them have audience with other ministries. Let them be blessed. Let them be. You can lead the soul to Christ. You may not be the one to train the person. So when you win a soul and leave him on the street, the Bible said the enemies came like a bird and took the seed out because they were alone. Because they were alone. The same effort you will put into winning soul is the same effort you must put into getting them in. If not, there is nothing you can do. The enemies will come like a bird and take them away. It's not everybody that will hear a voice and walk into a church. You don't even have a notebook for soul winners. So how are you going to even know what you did? They are recording it in heaven. What if I have burned that book that they are recording? Or you've not seen where fire burnt a bank. You've not heard of it. Burnt a bank. Branch. Do you know when fire burns a branch? The smallest thing in that branch of that bank is money. The smallest thing. I can tell you that as a matter of fact. Hello? Did you hear what I just said? Do you know when you take your money to the bank, how safe you feel? Ah, the money is not in their hand. And maybe you came to pay 500,000. You don't post that. Okay, I don't see a lot. Bye-bye. If anything happens to my money, you cough it out. Abi? I said the smallest thing inside that bank is your money. Do you know inside that bank there are files of agreement, legal agreements between customer and bank? Like now, something came in yesterday between that I will need to work on. It's a deal for corn oil. It's an oil deal. And they need the customer service team in my office to open a kind of account that can allow that kind of money. Because it's oil well money. Eh? Oil well. Eh? It's not normal account. This one is not just current account. It's a special kind of account for oil. Oil. Eh? I am not in that department that will do the job, but I'm the one that will come and do it because I have experience in those kind of 419 agreements, deals, even your system that has archives. I know if you work, you know you create archives on your intramail, archives, agreements, excels upon excels, reports that they can need like this. When they start asking for those, you're not saying actually the bank, but the next thing, once the customer knows that the bank is burnt, he will file a suit against you in court because he knows you have no evidence. And tell you the money is 500 billion. It's a mistake. It's not 500 million. It's 500 billion. So the bank will have to start going through several recovery methods with IT just to get something. But if the hard disk is burnt, I said that money in the branch, inside the vault, has been insured already. If thieves come and pack all the money, they will replace it. Insurance company will replace it. But you see all those documents. A bank can sink a bank if you can't produce one paper like this, stating an agreement. This thing that they want to do, that I want to do on Monday for corn oil, my brother, it's not in Naira. At least I'm still seeing like $38 billion. I'm still seeing it somewhere in that paper. My boss was asking me, did you see that mail? I said, which one? The corn oil. I said, I saw it. He said, he didn't say anything. I said, what was there to say? He said, yeah, you say something. I said, there's nothing. Is he not to open it? I said, we'll do it on Monday. Why? I've done it before. I've crafted and given legal assistance to a Dubai company. All their certificate, everything was written in Saudi in their language. Gave them RC number. Gave them legal assistance in Nigeria. And the next day, $500 million came in. I almost passed out. Because if the ESC is called, I said, go and bring the boy that opened that account. You can't be a good... For you to be a good banker, you must know how to be a thief. Why am I saying this thing? Those who have something at stake know why they must continue to occupy. Those who have invested something, those who have paid some price, you've fasted, you've prayed, you've burnt the midnight oil, you've gotten some certifications, you've taken some steps in faith. Even though it didn't look like anything was going to come out of it, you took some steps. Nobody will come and tell that you should now walk back. Walk back. Do you know what I walked away from? Or you think I'm tired of bank work? That's not come and do you, Pastor. You must have an occupy mindset. Don't come into this year waiting for God. God is waiting for you. God is waiting for you. All these men, whether they are sons, scholars talk about them, all these guys we see today, what's their name? All these big guys today in the legal profession. Actually, they were already running their chambers. Don't let anybody fool you or deceive you. How can you marry somebody and you have no sense of business perspective with the person you are getting married to? Only be sharing revelation, sharing revelation, sharing revelation. Does it not bother you that the person Jesus chose to be the head of the church was a businessman? Peter. Do you know it was Peter that brought John? Huh? That means that John by nature is somebody that likes to be dragged. Jesus will not commit the church into John's hand. No, he wants somebody that is, what do you call them? Not proactive. I'm looking for a word. Not intuition. People that do things before they. No. There's one word. Not inquisitive. These are like related terms. Yotomambe. I don't know. Maybe that's not even the word, but something. Someone that jumps ahead of himself. He wants to do something. He would have started before thinking about it. He just knows that there's a word. There's a word. I can't. Intuition. Yeah. I will try and remember. God help me. I mean, but these are all related terms, actually. What you are saying, what you are giving me is all related. For some reason, God wants someone that can jump into the fire before he thinks about it. If you are too calculative, even God is restricted. Even the devil cannot use you. Even the devil cannot use you. I say jump. You are saying, you don't know who's talking to you. I'm the devil. I say jump. Jump. Yeah, I push you. Jump. Do you know how you will know that you are that type of person? Even when God talks to you, you are still checking it. God, is it you? Because in your mind, it's easier for a devil to talk to you than God. In your mind. Something your mind tells you, if you hear anything, you are likely hearing the devil first. You do not think the other way, that the first person that has access to your spirit is God. Can I check, say, test all spirit? Is it this kind of spirit you are asking? People that rise and grow in the prophetic, they don't grow in the prophetic because they are seen clearly. They are growing in the prophetic because they are bold. Yeah. They grow because they are bold. Same thing, whatever gift the Lord gives to you. If you are not, if you God gave you the gift, he will give you boldness, he will give you everything. Let God come and do the work himself now. Why do I say these things? And I say it and I round up, I take feedback if there's any. Let us stop this whole religious thing we do, thinking we are giving God all the glory. You are not giving God the glory, you are wasting God's time. By thinking that God is against creativity. Your creativity is the tool God will use to give you dominion. Hear me. Even when God said, let them have dominion, that means they can choose not to have dominion. Even though it is there. So for God to trigger dominion in them, he gave them a simple task. For them to see how dominion works. Rename the animals. So by the time he started naming all the animals, including all the insects and all the ones inside the water, he started feeling like, as I was naming the lion, he started behaving like I named him. Okay. He noticed that what he named them, they began to exhibit the characteristics of that name. Are you with me? So he now became, you know, something you do every day. Because he couldn't have named all the animals in one day. Oh boy. This one a cheetah. This one a lion. And he saw that they had certain unique characteristics that were different, even though they all belonged to the same family. And like, okay. By the time he had ended that process, he had bypassed the stage of ever doubting he had dominion. But do you know the person who had the task of naming them? It was Adam, not Eve. Can you see why the devil came in through the other spot? Because Eve was not yet fully established in dominion. So he came in through the weak spot. It was not that she was weak, but she didn't know certain things. The least she could have said is, let me talk to my boss. My supervisor is not around. She took a decision alone, landed all of us in problem. The Lord will help us. And please don't feel that if you are the one, you will pass that test. Have you ever felt like that? Like, if I was the one, I will not eat that, you know. My brother, you will not only eat it, you will finish it. Whatever it was they ate that day, not only will you taste it, you will finish it and eat another one. It's the same reason you had sex with that lady. Same reason you had sex with that guy. You would have done it anyway. From the onset, God never put the salvation or the redemption of man in man's ability. They would have still ate it. Even if the apple was bad, the devil talked to Eve till the apple began to look good. He now fried it, make dodo from it. Let me pet her very well, though, please. Are you still here? So if the devil knows the value of using his mouth to talk to you till you start seeing something else, and God also gave the same ability to use your mouth to rename and name your situations, that you are not stranded, that you are actually in a good place. You are not speaking from where you are. You are speaking from where you are going to be next. It's not you, but your words are the legal document that God will use to recreate your next phase. And here you are waiting for God. God should leave heaven and come and put you in paradise. Yeah, just die and cuckoo come so that we know we are together. Occupy till I come. This year, we are not going to take any story, any excuse. We are not going to take any, I actually tried. There's no try, yo, because they are paying you salary. There's no try in this matter. God is paying you salary. God is paying you salary. So you must be a winner of souls. You must disciple them. They must be put in a local assembly. You must take deliberate steps. You must understand the strategy you want to work with. It will not just work because you want it to. You must know your strategy. And don't forget, to occupy means that there will be warfare. But it also means you have been empowered to overcome it. And that it is unrighteous of God to call Pastor Adeboye home and call Bishop Oyedepo home and call Papa Devon. I was looking at Pastor Devon on Saturday, Sunday night. He's getting old. He's getting old. And you still stay there at his guitar. The keeper of Israel. He will never sleep nor slumber. He's watching over me. And I'm not these old songs with guitar at that age. I said the keeper of Israel. Most of those songs were from pain. He's watching over me. In the day, in the night time, he's watching over me. I sleep and awake just because he's watching over me. Those are some of the legacies he will leave for us when he goes. But when you listen to that song and listen to what we are singing now, you will know this generation has lost it. Because those are songs that call us to consecration. They call us to seek the Lord more. Occupy till I come is a declaration for war. In Jesus' name. Questions. 5-10 minutes. Questions, contributions. Hallelujah. Questions, contributions. You are free to add to this message, but it's not my message. Quickly. You can't. Oh boy. In those days, in our issue revival. Sincerely. I wish I could go back in time. And you see how we used to do fellowship with Sister Christiana. Sister, she do that shuku like this, very big.
Okay, based on your teaching is obviously tied to the word for the year, taking territories.
Yeah.
As a leader in church and as a member of the church, what are the expected routines? Routines somebody can do daily that to prepare for Occupy or to perfect Occupy, just to Occupy, what are the expected routines? I know you on Sunday you taught on prayers and giving. What other routines do you expect us as leaders and as church members to cultivate on our daily lives, irrespective of what we do, business or jobs, to occupy, to prepare to occupy or take dominion? Do you answer my question?
Did you hear him? The first thing I'm going to say to you is that you have to be grateful. Because he called you with a holy calling. You could not have called yourself. You could have stood like me in that messy land, envying that girl who was prophesying at the age of 6. But if God didn't call you, he didn't call you. The fact that you could have, some of you know, if not that you became a Christian, you will not be in this country now. Who knows what I'm saying? You won't be in this country now. You won't even be here. That is this Jesus is still tying you down. You don't go since. So we need to be grateful that God called us with a holy calling. Even though the person that is called is not holy yet. Eh? But he has called us with what? A holy calling. So we have to be grateful. That God saw us and said, you, I want you. You didn't lobby for it. It's only in Nigeria you have to lobby and pay in Jamaica to settle in the Gabriel and put your fire in front of God. Say, this one is like he's serious. He's a lie. He has collected something. Eh? So you have to be grateful. That's the first when you wake up in the morning. Thank God for choosing you. Thank him for giving you the grace to even accept. Because many heard that same message, they didn't accept. Pharaoh heard the message. But God said this message is for his destruction. That I want to show myself. I just feel like showing myself. So be grateful. Don't be mechanical in your relationship with God this year. Even if you are saying 5 words, I want you to mean it. Let your attitude show that you mean it. Lord, I am grateful. I am grateful. Thank you. My words will not allow me, will they fail me to express how grateful I am. But thank you for choosing me. Thank you. Thank you for the access I have to you. It's not cheap. Oh. It's then you open your mouth and you begin to sing and you don't feel any atmosphere. You are, but God don't work out. That's number one. Be grateful. Number two. The Bible says about the Proverbs 31 woman that she considers a field and buys it. Number two is to give consideration. Let us not assume this year. Look at the options in front of you and give serious considerations. Huh? I want to continue in my office. I want to go back to my village. Wait. if I go to my village, what's the implication? Huh? I'll go and be farming. Okay, if I go on farm, what's going to happen to me? Everything God said to me most likely will not happen again. If I stay in my office, what will happen to me? Ah, if I stay in this bank job, my life will be secure. I will be able to take care of my family. But what's the implication? I would have violated a direct instruction from the Lord to leave that job. One. Number two is that I will not be able to give myself fully to the Lord. Because if the Lord wants me to pray overnight and sleep in the morning, I can't do it. So you, that's what I call consideration. I think consideration is even a legal term. You consider, you don't just say you jump at any offer. Look at all the sides. Consideration. Say she considers a field and buys it. That field that day may not have value, but she has seen it at least in 10 years' time. It's 100 million. She's willing to wait. This guy is broke now, but when I'm looking at this guy, he's going to be okay tomorrow. She considers a field. Consider if it even goes into the relationship she are going to keep this year. This year, I want to deliberately be close to you. I've considered a few things. Because I know if it has to do with online business, she may not be able to help me. She is on Instagram. I see her pictures. I don't see this guy on Instagram. On Facebook. But he's making money there. You understand? For her, it may just be something she loves to do. But for him, it's business. So if I want to, I've done the whole thing last year. Now, this year, I need money for me to continue doing like this. And doing like this, so I move closer to him. You understand? If she has another source of income, she can afford to be doing a camera like this and doing like this. But for him, he doesn't have time. It's a lot. So because I consider what is important to me, I would rather go to him. Because I am considering the same line of business. If I go to her, I have interest in online business. She may share my passion, but she can't help me. Consideration. Number one, you have to be grateful. Number two, consideration. Number three, identify specifically the field that the Lord is asking you to occupy. This is where most people have problems. Identify specifically. The things that gave my small brother the greatest push in his life were not even his message, it was his books. Right from where we're very young, some maximizing your potential. One old book, I hated that book, I didn't even like it. From the cover to the inside, all this is flesh, they're teaching flesh. Flesh. The way I was brought up as a FCS in the north. You know, why you guys have scripture in the south, we have FCS in the north. They are like the same thing, but just the location. We were not brought up to be looking for potential. For what? Those are fleshly things. Even now, a part of me still riots again because you know something you've been brought up with for years. Say, maximize. What are you maximizing? What's the word of God saying? What are you maximizing? Have you read the word of God? Are you living a holy life? Are you still cheating your neighbor? Are you lying? Do you love your neighbor? Do you tithe? Same as my what potential? Are you winning souls? What I'm trying to understand what potential I'm talking about. Well, is it potential for winning souls or what? What are you talking about? We are not trained the other way. Even now, a part of me is like that. So, but that guy was selling books, writing books. Do you know that even now, as I speak to you, I don't know if any Nigerian thinks he can write a book that will sell across continents. You see our mindset? The devil didn't curse our land. He cursed our mind. Once your mind is feeling in a particular way, that's where you'll be seeing every other thing. My wife's a witch. My children, they are cursed. They are also flying in the night. It has affected my business. You didn't even stop to think that your attitude is the reason why your business is not growing. You didn't stop. It's your wife. She started going to that church. It's my wife. So these are you need to identify the few specifically. My Smuro today will pay a tithe of half $1 billion before he died. On books, I'm public speaking. He discovered his field. He stayed there. He didn't bother show up for political office. Say they are selling oil well. He didn't go. But he's a consultant to nations and to government. After consideration, you must identify your field. And please, stop changing your field like the substitute players in Super Eagles. Kenny, the reason why Mourinho substitute a player is not the reason why a Nigerian coach substitute players. I'm not a football fan, but I know that one. In Nigeria, when we substitute a player during the match, why do we substitute him? Is it because he's tired? He's not playing well. Even from the way you are screaming in your parlor, they are hearing on the pitch. This boy, you give us high blood pressure, remove him. Please give me water, man. Remove him quickly. Before he's welcome. Come and kill all of us. I can't come and kill myself. In the foreign world, they can rest Ronaldo for an upcoming match. No, why is he not playing? Why is he not playing? Well, you know, you are not even seeing what they are saying. Is that match? They are already planning the next match. No, they'll say, they can rest Ronaldo for first 45 minutes, bring him in last 45. Or play Messi, bring him out and assist him. Messi, man, why say? You know, we are already planning the next one. It's not, they have forgotten about this one. Same thing with God. Thank you, God. That God is not waiting for anybody to die to prepare a replacement. Do you know how much of faithfulness and work has gone into Adeboye's life over the years? Then God will just allow him die like that. Before the gap will begin to show spiritually, God has started preparing somebody that nobody knew. He said, I have prepared a man to take over from Saul. Nobody even knew anything except Samuel. Even Samuel didn't know who the replacement was until God showed him. So God didn't wait. He said, stop praying for this one. There's a replacement. The replacement did not even know it was a replacement. But what is the character of a good replacement? Right when nobody is noticing him or telling him there's a prophecy, you will see him in the place of worship. I said to you last week that people who are crazy worshippers are not far from God. God will only call the one who is always staying with him. God will not go out to look for somebody that is missing. He's the one that takes his time to prioritize God's presence. And God said, can you go to Canada for me? Is it not out of mind that is out of sight? This one is always in your mind. It's in front of you. Can you go to Canada? No. Can you do Canada and US? Can you do Canada, US, UK? Because you are always the one coming. God will keep expanding your grace. Because you are always there. He's not the one that is just thinking Brukutu up and down. And saying God's grace is sufficient for me. Be grateful. Consideration. Identify specifically the field. This area is where most Nigerians face. Because here we are jack of all trade. We want to be apostle, prophet, teacher. Follow. If somebody says, our calling is the word of faith movement, you will run there. Then when they now change that it's no more word of faith, it's a prophet. Hey, it's prophetic. Then you change your mission statement for the church 100 times in 100 years. That nobody even remembers the original thing that was said. It's only in Nigeria. So here, we may have a hard time making up our mind. Because culturally, onokon waja, one road doesn't enter market. So you do this one, you do that one, you do this one, you do that one, you do this one. Anywhere where there's money, you jump there. Even there, you want to release that boy. You don't say you know PC, you still want to release that boy. It's still the same Nigerian thing we are talking about. The album that only you and your wife will listen to. Nobody will wake up in the morning and say they want to buy your album. It's only you and your wife. Then you force it into your church members and buy. It's $200. Buy. Let's recoup our cost. Consideration, What else? What did I say after consideration? Identify specifically the field. If the Lord allows, maybe tomorrow, if I don't know when, if the Lord allows, we'll look at how to identify these things. Number four. When you understand where God has specifically asked you to be, then define your strategy. Depending on where you are part time, strategy can change. What cannot change is the message. Did you hear me? There is nowhere in the Bible that you cannot put disco light on the stage. Oh. That light that is showing blue, yellow, like you see in his song. Are you with me? You know those stage lights? But because we've only seen them in the club. Ah, it's of the devil. Hey, it's of the devil. Did you ask yourself, why is it that it's the rich boys and rich girls that are going to those clubs? They don't know what to do in the house. They got up and went to those places. Bra, bra, bra. The lights are bra, bra, bra. And they keep going there and they are spending their money on one small... You know when you spend money to buy one glass of champagne, you don't go up it. That's where they got the sip from. You sip away your destiny. You can't... If you drink it, your money has finished. So be taking... Have you seen anybody that finished a bottle of champagne before? Are you mad? You see the pure tire. Oton, 10 naira. Depending on where you even got, it can be 5 naira. Finish. Give me another one. When I go with my wife to Silver Bed, there's one bottle of water, I said 300 naira. I don't rush it. This is me. Because number one, I'm even angry. I'm paying 300. I could have bought my water. And I wanted to buy water. I even have one small ever bottle in my office. I could have feed it with water in my office before coming. Free. I would just come in, buy popcorn. I mean, my wife, don't worry. I'm okay. I have water. Or even see, feed two bottles, give her one. Yes, now. 600 naira. You want to drink water because of Aquaman? For what? Madam, let's go and see. We are not watching again. To see Waterman. How can I be drinking water to see Aquaman? Aqua, water. You always give us free water. Develop and identify your strategy. Please, all these stages, if it is possible, document it. Nigerians believe they have magnetic brain. Write the vision. Write the vision. Write the vision. It's in the Bible. Write the vision. Write the vision. Oh, write the vision. Because there's something about when you pick your pen, your brain begins to move. You understand? It begins to move in the direction of what you are. It begins to amplify. The vision amplifies. You can't think through everything in your head. Write it down. The shortest pen is better than the best brain. Let me say this one. Another thing is, after you've been able to identify your strategy, the next thing you will experience is warfare. Because all of a sudden, you know, when you are receiving those ideas, there's a way you are excited in your room. This thing, if I follow it, I don't know if you've ever had all those plans. You have some plans, like, you are very excited. When I start, then you now come out to buy water. You now notice the sun is very hot. All of a sudden, it's like the way the sun is hot, you just key everything inside your brain. You are lost. I mean, like, these are even buy bread. You want to start baking. These others are looking at that. They are very stingy. You'll be thinking. All of a sudden, it's as if your dream just developed wings and flew away. Expect warfare. That is where the occupy comes in. Insist. If you walk through all those phases and you don't stand your ground, it will be nothing. It will be nothing. There are people that are called of God, more anointed. You know the difference? They could not see themselves taking the first step. Most of you that are here, I met you in this church. But imagine that I never even answered the call. And I was living my secure life, maybe by now, being in Australia. And I was, by now, I, no, 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 by now, I've been in Australia. By now. Only for me to die. And then God said, everything you did, zero. How? So, first point, help me. Be grateful. Second point, consideration. Because no man buys a field without counting the cost. There is no choice you make in God that will not cost you something. So you have to consider it very well. Huh? There is no choice. There are people that became witches. You read story of people who became witches online. They said because they became witches and they got a lot of powers, they realized that if they married, it will affect them. They vowed never to marry so that they can keep their powers. People making crazy decisions for Satan. Third point, consideration. Identify your field. Identify the specific field. If God is calling you to be a teacher of the word, be a teacher of the word. If God is calling you to be a prophet, be a prophet. If God is calling you to be a businessman, be a businessman. It's a calling. It can be a calling. So that you won't see somebody that is writing book and made 100 million. Hey, myself, I will write book. Oh. Identify your feed. Number four, what other point? Define your strategy. People think because God told them something, there is a guarantee that it will just work like that. Hello? People think that because God says something, it means it will just work like that. If there is no warfare, how will you register your presence in that industry? I was listening to one of the directors of Honeywell. What did they do again? Honeywell food. Semo. On Channel's television, they were being interviewed, and they kept making reference to the fact that their major competitor is who? Dangote. During the interview, you know those Saturday morning show. And we know our major competitor, though we have this in place. But the guy, from the way he was talking, what he's saying is that we are very good, but we don't have the money to match this man. That's our only problem. So imagine Dangote is sitting in front of his team, you'll just be laughing. That free advertisement. I didn't even talk about you. As far as Dangote is concerned, we are colleagues. But those guys are seeing competition. They kept making reference to Dangote. That is the number one. We are number two. And we are striving. Though it's still a long call. It's still a long call. But we are working. Don't try some things. That thing like, nobody is number one. It's not competition. Number five. Any other point? Be ready for warfare. Be ready to fight it out. Part of warfare is to suddenly realize that you are the only one that believes in what you are saying. I say part of warfare is not devil. It's for you to even realize that you are the only one who is seeing what you are seeing. That even your wife, she doesn't want to break your soul. She's just keeping quiet and looking at you. Or your husband, he says, he swear. When he says, he swear. All right? it's where. Let's be praying. You're just saying, let's be praying. Oh, sorrow. Give me an idea. It's where. You are in trouble, though. You're on your own. You have to bypass that state. You have to become dead emotionally. If not, you move. Huh. Are you still here? Occupy till I come. Jesus gave these 10 men the same thing. And they didn't come back with the same result. The same 24 hours. The same amount of sleep. But different posture. There's a way you can give yourself to what God is saying to you. Your profiting will appear to all. Let me give you one more point. After you have identified the place that God is giving to you or is talking to you about, you must be a man of the secret place. There is nothing you see outside that didn't start in the secret place. Say, it is your Father who sees in the secret. That what? That rewards in the open. People want to get breakthrough where everybody will see them. Breakthroughs are gotten in the secret place. You didn't hear what I just said. So even though David didn't know where his life was going, but he had a picture, but he wasn't too sure. So he spent time with God. Worshipping God, worshipping God, worshipping God. There's a way when you spend time in the forest, you start thinking, maybe if I can have my own sheep, like 50 or 100 to start. When they start bearing children, I'll be selling. He's already planning how to start a Sheep International Limited when God was preparing a throne for him. But God allowed him to stay in that forest to see how tender a man could be with animals. To see if this one was worthy to manage God's people. Did you hear what I said? If David didn't pass the test of almost laying his life down for an animal because of a lion, there is no way on earth that prophecy would have brought him out as king. So God will see our response towards insignificant things. Oh boy, this one won't die because of one ram. And he did it twice. That means God tested him twice. And then there was a third test with Goliath. People are shouting, people are seeing the victory. God was saying, SSC, WASC, JAM. That's the exam he was writing. People didn't know. All the time he was facing those people, there was no angelic assistance. Just a man with his resolve. And every time he passed, God said, this man will be a good king. This one can be tender to us. If he can be this tender to us animals, this one will love the people. He will love the people. That's why the Bible says, do not put a novice in authority. A novice is not someone that doesn't know Bible. A novice is someone that is not tender towards the Lord. That's all. A novice is someone who cannot accept that he made a mistake. It's not someone that doesn't know Bible. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hope you learned something. Please take this word and meditate on them. Do these things so that your profiting can appear to all. I don't know if it's being recorded, but is it? You can. I hope the recording is clear.